here to go along with me, and have a Yeshua in his beginning. Yeshua in his beginning. Which means that if Kaya is pursued by the Oynes, you can have a Kaya Yesh, Kaya is in his beginning. That's the end of the Amri. How does the end of the Amri end? Also, it's inclusive.
Right? If I don't come back in 30 days, it's going to be a get.
What's on the Sivna? The default position of the Gemara is what? How do you know? Because the Gemara responds, V'ibi shum oynes, einon is beginning. Right? The Gemara just assumes that. In that line in the Gemara, it's a quote from Gittin. V'ibi shum oynes, einon is beginning. So you see the stomach of the Talmudah. So what do you see from this? You see sometimes for Psak Halacha, what do? We look at stomach. How does the Gemara assume? What is the default position that the Gemara takes in Shas? The Taisa says, if you look in Gittin Lamed Daled, you'll see the default position is Ein Ones Begin. That's the assumed position, and therefore we must ask him that way in our Gemara. Keep going. You're doing great, Siegel. The same here in Ali, the Ik of the Omri, Havi Pirchen. Right, and this would be a disproof to the second end the Lishon of Bosford.
So who's talking now?
Who is talking until now? That was all Rabbeinu Chananel. That wasn't really Tais. He was just reporting to us or Rabbeinu Chananel what his chesed was. And now Tais is talking. The chen nira. Now that's why I put the chen nira. Right? You don't say the chen nira in the middle of your own sentence. When you quote someone else, now you can say, "I agree." Says Tais. Why do I agree? Go ahead. Daliba. That's your cue seal. Daliba.
Daliba. The Ig of the Omri have a pure thing. Right, and this would be a disproof to the Ig of the Omri.
Khalib, the Amri, keep reading Abi
Pirchei. Abi Pirchei, and this would be support of the Lishna Kama, the Gemara.
Let's make that better. Bimishum Aynes, I'm sorry. What does that mean?
This would be disruptive.
This would be a.
Where are you seeing those words?
I'm
speaking for my own words. My own sorry. My own
sorry.
You're sorry.
According to the Ikka Da'ami, this would be a disbelief.
He said it's his own Masura, which
means I'm a parathon. This doesn't fit.
It seems that we should pass in why and speak in why. That'll be with the Ikka Da'amre. What's the Ikka Da'amre position, Rabbi Yisai? The Yishon is according to the Yishon is how he appears to be called into my Siyad Lish Nakama. What does that mean? All the earlier, in the Ikka Da'amre, we ask from all the things that were a siyata, that were supports in the Lishna Kama. Go ahead, Sigal. Below
Samchinan Ashnuye Dechike.
Which means?
We don't rely on this answer.
This? Dechike means this?
And below.
So you got the rest right. What's Dechike?
Enough.
Rejected.
I don't read.
Force.
don't go down here, see. Why are you going down?
I don't care.
What does he get?
Force.
So why are you saying it? Why are you translating it as this?
Because I read it, I get the translation, and then I make it like a thesaurus. I write my own line. Is that crazy?
You write fear.
A little bit.
That's right. Lowest subconditions is what?
I got from gold and I made my own set. That's what he wanted.
Well, maybe you should have
forced answers.
We don't rely on forced answers. Where do we have forced answers? And Gilmud Aleph, all the Bryces, etc., that are quoted were what? They were all masonites, yeah? They were all attacking the position of Ishbegin. And it's true that we deflected all those questions. But we don't like to rely on Shinui Dechike. Yeah, we wiggled our way out of it, we deflected it, but that's Dachot. Those are very difficult wiggling out of problems. Masha'ein Kane, what about, let's just finish the thought. This doesn't need to finish the thought. Masha'ein Kane, what? On Bezim and Bez. Why is that so much better? Because even though we said the proofs are not Eretz, we also rejected the proofs. We said, right? We said, no, they're not proofs. But we didn't, they weren't wrong, we just said, you don't have an airtight proof, right? We don't have proof from that price, you don't have proof from that price. But Lamaisa, they sounded like they were proofs. So that's what Taisus says, we should pass. A very interesting approach on Pesach that you should take note of. We'll call it a gestalt approach to Gemara. What's gestalt? Here, I already wanted to talk about YU. You ready? Gestalt. Yeah, what's gestalt? Oh, look at the Florida coming through. Yeah, let's see. You better get it right, Slimey.
I'm worried about the wrong place.
We'll just say you got it right.
Is it the psychological concept?
And there is a psychological
concept. Like,
gestalt psychology.
Gestalt
can mean like, different things.
Gestalt is like if there's like a non-clear image, especially in black and white, then you show this to someone and they don't know what it is. And if they get it right, that shows into their psychology.
No. That's more like a Rorschach test. What's a gestalt? Gestalt, the way I'm using it, big picture, Rabbi Yisrael.
Zeitgeist.
Gestalt can mean, for example, if you look at a sign with lights that's flashing, so you don't see each light bulb, you know, like the ad that says go park here, there's an arrow flashing like at the parking garage, so you don't see light, right? You see the whole picture, which looks like the arrow is moving. Yeah, that's a physiological. Gestalt is also a school in psychology, but we're not going to discuss, not a school, meaning a building, a person. A school of thought.
What is the school of thought?
German, I assume.
Gestalt's Deutsch, Rabbi?
Gestalt. But it's only French, John.
I looked up gestalt, and there's a lot of images.
He's looking at gestalt on his... This is the problem. You guys are bringing the... At some point, I realized that, like, ask a word, they're like, hold on.
I looked up after I gave an answer.
I wasn't ready for that.
Everyone's my aid.
Why am I saying gestalt over here?
Is
there any proof?
there's no proof.
Yo, Ben, what do you think?
I'm telling you how I'm using it. You look at the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, there's the details, and then there's the big picture. In the details of the Gemara, there's no clear achra between Beis Amid Beis and Gimel Amid Aleph. In fact, in both, on Beis Amid Beis, we brought support, and those supports were knocked down. Again, they weren't rejected, but they said you don't have proof. That was Beis Amid Beis. What happened in Gimel Amid Aleph? Attack, and we deflected attack. So therefore, you might look at that, if you're looking at very detail, you might say it comes out the same way. Each one failed. Beis Amid Beis failed, right? We didn't prove Einon is beginning. And Gimel Amid Aleph failed. We didn't destroy the position of Yishlo beginning. So this takes a big picture. Yeah, but overall, what sense do you get coming out of the Gemara? What sense do you walk away with? That's what I'm using Gestalt here. The big picture. What sense do you walk away with? Beis Amid Beis was, okay, we're going to mamish prove Einon is beginning. Yeah, you wiggled out of the proofs, but we were very, very strong, right? The scoreboard, I'll use the muscle that you guys look use better. The scoreboard might be the same, but which team played better?
Come on.
You have no way of using that, right? So Beis Amid Beis, we have got proof. And okay, you said maybe it's not a proof. Versus Gimel Amid Aleph, what happened? Gimel Amid Aleph, you were attacking. You were on the defense the whole time, the whole game. You're in your zone, you're on your side of that. Yeah, defense. Somehow we wiggled out of it. But now we have to know to do halacha l'maisa. It's true, no one scored. There's no hachra, no clear victor in these two positions of Eino or Yesh on his beginning. But what are we going to do? He says, Taisis, let's go with the big picture. Big picture, who wins? Beis Amid Beis. Beis Amid Beis was we're proving Eino is beginning. Yeah, you wiggled out of the proofs, but that's a strong position. Gilman to Aleph, we were on the defensive the whole time, and he says, we don't rely on Shmuel Dechiki. Very interesting that we can paskin that way. So up to this point, how are we going to paskin? Einon is beginning. Does anyone find, at this point, find that interesting? Anything interesting about the Cheshvan here in Taisis? Just up to this point. Yeah, what are you trying to show you? No psychological terms.
I think that's not consistent with Rishas, but like, just because like, she
use
does,
that
because like, she does like attack, we don't utilize it, or you don't pass that way.
Taisa says,
I think that's not what she does though.
You feel?
I feel like, do you know Shas? From that
are
which
you
I've observed
Shas.
That which I've observed.
How much of Shas have you observed?
Probably a cumulative 8 though.
Excellent. Moving on. Yes, Sammy.
What is to just lead this like point? We already have clear from Rav Ben Chalos of Gemara. Does he disagree with that?
No, I think he's bringing a proof from our sugya. Rav Ben Chanan brings a source from Yidden. He brings an outside source. He's not disagreeing. But Tais wants to bring a source from our Gemara itself. When you read through our Gemara, which way are you going to go at the end of the day if you have to go? You're going to say Einon because that was a stronger position. What I'm pointing out is they never proved it. They never proved it. And he still goes with it. Yeah? Yeah, Bissett, just what are you tying up?
You also have the Svar of Rava for Einon is Gittin. So why couldn't you just say, we had that, and then we had nothing for Yeshua is Gittin. So.
Okay, good. So Bissett just bringing up the point that clear cut. When Rava gave us a Rava's a Basra, Rava's late, is a late Abar, so he gave us a Psak. A clear psak.
It was Rava.
Now, in our Gemara, that's in the Mishna Kama. But Rava comes with a definite psak at the end of the day. In our Gemara, what does he say here? Al Rava Chenin, you know, Rava Yezhar is beginning. Then we have Shaka the Tari, and there's no kind of punchline at the end. Yeah, that's what you're saying? Okay. Okay, here. That's a good Hara. What else might bother you? It's not bothering me. That's like,
I was,
yeah, what are you talking about? He's German, by the way, because his name is Ehrmann. Are you German?
Yeah,
go ahead.
But I was thinking that it makes sense that those who said that Yeshonis begin because you have the status quo of Yeshonis begin, and then because at the end of the day we disprove Einonis begin, It makes sense that you can hold that.
I lost. You want to start again? He wants to say we pass in Einon as beginning, correct?
Okay,
Einon as beginning. Yeah, what are you tying? Why does it make sense?
No, it makes sense that Tosfos says Yeshonis. Even though the Gemara doesn't
say Yeshonis, he says, Pasuk ben Hananel, Einonis. Einonis.
Wait, we're talking about the Gemara.
Einonis beginning.
Talking about the Gemara that doesn't have a sign, right?
The Gemara here, by Yeshonis, doesn't come to a clear conclusion. But again, the Gemara there.
Right, so I was trying to say that it's like that it's okay that it's not a massage. It makes sense that
what from a passing away,
because the status quo is Yesh Onis, because we disproved Ein Onis. The psak is.
You think logically the time this onus makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. what are you pointing out? Very interesting thing. If I was pointing out that in the Chayra. Onus is a klal, if I get to understand you, onus is a klal called tarkula. So the word yesh onus would be the kind of default position.
Yeah.
But so you're arguing with the sentences? Is that what you're still arguing with him? But then, well, it's not a weakness that we don't come to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're just running out of time. I just want to just that you guys. I'm just a little curious. What is the position, Rabbi Yisai, of onus begin? What is that shita? If someone that doesn't know this Gemara, and they come up to you right now after Shem, they say, can you explain to me Einon's begin? Because that is how we pass it. Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, we pass this way in Shulchan Aruch as well. This is the shita of not everybody, by the way, but the vast majority of Rishonim pass this way. So someone just explain to me Einon's begin. There's no taina of Onus in Gittin.
You know,
if then they ask you, why? What would you answer?
Because the Tanai has.
Why is there no onus?
Even though onus happened.
Why is onus not? It's onus. And that's what I heard, but onus works. In Kol Tarakula, no?
Is this for a show?
To protect from Agunos if I'm there,
no? Oh, so Noor comes in, he says, well, the Maskan of Rava. Was there's a takana de rabbanon to say the tznos and the prutzos, which means really in svara, yesh onus begin in svara, but the rabbanon had an override button and were koveya ein onus begin. Yeah, that's how I thought. I was walking away that way from the previous gemara. I'm a little bit interested about Taisus because according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Taisus' cheshbon, why are we passing in onus begin? Because really, the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis is more compelling. It's not a shinui d'chika, while the Gemara Daf Gimel Ben Aleph is not as compelling. It's very dull. But when we were bringing proofs, Rabbi Yisai, on Beis Amud Beis, yeah, when we were bringing proofs from Brisa, Tashma, right? Were we proving Rabbah's takana of tznos and prutzos?
No, they're attempting to.
What were we proving? At that point, what would that mean in those beginning? At that point?
I'll be Tyra.
That is takana de Rabban. So here I'm a little bit confused. I'm not sure if I'm confused or if this is true. I'm not sure, maybe they're both true. What I'm trying to bring out is the following. I walked away from the Gemara saying the following. The last Gemara, Beis Amud Beis, right? That's winning, yeah? Really, Yeshon is beginning. What does really mean? What do I mean when I say really?
Yeah, right.
Like Tzvi said, really, then a Torah, Yesh, Tainus, Sotin, Beginning, is beginning. And let's add what if Fran said. Why would that be? It actually makes sense. Why? We have Onus in Kol Tarakula. So it's not surprising that we'd have Onus here as well. But I put it up into override. That's Ayuva. Comes Taisus who wants to paskin Einon's begin, and he proves it from there. All the kashas here are proofs here. But what were they proving? Were they proving that Takani the Rabban of Einon's begin? I thought they were proving an Ikarat Din Einon's begin. There is no Tainus Ones when it comes to the Kumatai of Get. Not a takana de rabbana. Fundamental. You guys hear the difference between din de rais and takana de rabbana? Is Einon is beginning the fundamental ikar hadin, the raisa, or is it takana de rabbana? I thought it was purely kind of the Rabbanim. But when Tysus comes along to prove his point in Psak, what does he bring to the table? Oh, all these Gemaras and Beis and Beis. I know we rejected them, but they were really very good siyata. They were all proofs. Much better than this Gemara. But what was that proof? What were those things proving? They were proving what? Enos begin on what level? And not Torah. Now, Tysus doesn't seem to have any problem with it. Doesn't have any issue with that. He's saying that's fine. No, what we were attempting to prove. No, not here. Here. We were proving Eno was begin, but not Torah. Right? That's what we're doing there, right? Almost, we got Eno was begin, you know, in Rava, and they brought a Mishnah and a Brisa, right? So each time we said, well, it's not an airtight proof. But what were we proving? At that point, we didn't know from any Tznuos. We didn't know from any Prutzos. We just knew Eno was begin. There's no such time. Ikar Adin. You don't need to do a special takana to save the Mamzeh. No. Ikar Adin ain't.
And once it wasn't proved, they said no.
Right, but now Tysus goes back to the original Gemaras and says, oh, you see, we have to pass for that. Do you hear it all? What's
yeah.
Are we curious about here? Let's skip a little bit. He has a problem with this Gemara. Let's skip that for now, it's time to shwerk. Based on that problem that he has a problem with Gemara Gittin, right? What does the Gemara Gittin sound like? He says, Yeshonas. Yeshonas. And it's even Rav Aminu Bey. Again, even if you didn't understand a word in those 15 lines of Tysus, you know one thing that comes out in that Gemara, in Rava, that Yeshonas begins. That flies in the face of everything we're saying until now.
Why don't you bring that Gemara as a proof on basic bits? Why do we have to wait for Tosfos?
Well, because it was, that was just Rava, no? Was it just Rava?
I don't know
if it was any better. Is that a proof? Is it just Rava himself? You can't prove yourself from yourself, no?
Well, is that the biggest
proof? Is that a thing?
Prove yourself from yourself? You can't prove yourself from yourself.
You should take an opinion.
We should bring that.
More. We bring his opinion.
Oh, you're between the Amri and the Gemara. Oh, that's why it's like.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
You should
over here, sure. Yeah. Like I hear. What's the last kind of Tysus? Gimel in Yonei Einus Hei. So basically what I just want to show you, I think my question to you just now ends up being also true of Maskana. You saw the Gimel in Yonei Einus? Three categories of Ones, the Maskana. What are the three categories? The third fat, wide line of Tysus. There's what's called Ones de lo Shkia Klal. What does that mean?
Ones,
which is not shkia at all, meaning it's exceedingly rare. Exceedingly rare. That's the Gemara in Gittin that he wants to transfer. Huh? Mm-hmm. And what does he say about that? What's the din there?
Yeshonas.
Why would it be Yeshonas? So now look what he says here. So the Shai Hasum the Taking Snows Mishim Cruises. Snows and Cruises is not relevant here. Skipping a little bit. So that's what's category one? Category one is Moshe Klau. And he actually changes it in. Yeshonas. Yeshonas. Then he has what? Ones the Shriach. Is onus de shkiyah. We'll call that what? It's still an onus, but it's quite common. Interesting kind of category. It's onus, but it's quite common. He calls that paski mavra as that example. We have the argument on the bottom base of the base. He says, even according to the ika da amri, ain't onus. What does that mean, even according to the ika da amri? Even though we normally would say yesh onus, but here they be mode that ain't on this. Why? And therefore, he should have put that into the Tanakh, and therefore he loses the right to make that claim. So far, what team is There's two out of three, Rabbi Yosef. Two out of the three categories are holding fundamentally what this? Yeshon is beginning. It's quite interesting because we started by saying what? How we passing? Enos. Now we have two out of the three fundamentally say Yeshonis. In one of those two, Yeshonis remains, and the other, it gets overridden based on the Svar B'Bayil and the Snuye. Then we have Ones Dishkech Lo Shkiach. What's Ones Dishkech Lo Shkiach? Too big, too small, and just right. So here we have Lo Shkiach Klal, very Shkiach, and a little bit Shkiach, Shkiach Lo Shkiach. What does that mean, Shkiach Lo Shkiach? Somewhat common, but not super common, but not extremely rare.
Just right.
Just like your mom told you. You're just right.
The
poor is just right. The hard plea you trade. That's the two different Lishayas. The Hilchasa Kalishna Kama Dirava. By the way, this would answer your question, Natan. How did you just answer Natan's question?
This is Rava.
And you asked, why don't we bring the Gemara and Gittin in our Gemara? That's what you asked.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Different case.
Yeah, actually, Bavorn, that actually. That's good. Good. How do we answer the Kasha? It turns out that Gittin and this Gemara, no Shaitas. Because what Gittin talking about, where we say Yeshon is beginning? That's talking about, what do we say Yeshon is? Lo Shiach Klal. Lo Shiach Klal. What? So again, let's just review this. Lo Shkiach Klal, super rare onus. Can he make that claim?
Yeah.
Yes. And therefore, what happens to the get?
Not
Klal. Let's switch now all the way to the other extreme. Yeah? Let's say it is a quite common onus, like the boat got stuck on the other side of the river or whatever, the ferry, you know, that kind of a thing. Maybe a plane delay, that kind of onus. Yeah. Pretty common. There it's Pasha L'chol HaDeis, he says, right? He says even the Shabbos, doesn't he say? Can I just make that up? Yeah, no, even the Igadami. Even according to the Igadami, what's the din? In a common onus? Ain onus. Then we can't make that, but you should have thought about that before. You should bring that into tonight. What is this whole machlekes and the two lashonis of Rava? Only by Shkiach or Shkiach.
Somewhat
common. It is somewhat common onus.
What's an example of that?
That was definitely the secret, no?
Let's say, Mechora Chala. Does he give an example?
No.
It's going to have to be these cases of Chala to understand the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
It's a Mechora.
How do you bring Pasca Mavra to over? I can't think of that now. It's confusing. So, what about the middle category? Whatever it is. There's Machlaik is what Rava said. And there, what are we passing? So we say, Einonis. Einonis begin. Why? Why Einonis begin?
Because
because of Tznos and Prutzos. Yeah? So watch what happens here, Rabbi Yisrael, in the Maskana. We started Taisvis. If you just read the first part of Taisis and they say, what's the psak? What's your answer?
Yeah.
What's your answer? Beginning of Taisis.
Einonis
begin. That's how we pass, and Einonis begin. Einonis begin. That certainly changes by the time you get to the end of Taisis. It's definitely not always true. The answer is, it depends. It depends. Now, when we said Einonis begin, why are we saying Einonis begin?
To the
beginning. Yeah, the beginning of, sorry, so we pass in Einonis begin. What would you say is the reason?
There's no valid proof.
You know. Why Einonis begin? Why Einonis begin? Why? Tznos and Prutzos. Tznos and Prutzos. Takanan derabanan, yeah? Now that's not true. That's also not true. 100%. Why is that not true?
What you said?
What does it mean? Again, let's review the three categories. What was category number one?
A
super rare onus. So there we pass in. What are we pass in?
Yeah.
Yeshon is beginning. Yeshon is beginning. in the second category of
it's very common.
Very, very common. We pass an anal is begin. Why?
You should have made it.
Which means what's not the reason we're saying anal is begin? What's not the reason? Not so, Zubrutas. Is me Ikar Adin? What's the Ikar Adin? If you didn't put that in your Tanai, Rabbi Yisai, then you gave up on that. You have no Taina. Why do you have no Taina?
So cool.
You took away your own Taina by not including it in the original condition. So it comes out, Rabbi Yisai, is two chidushim. Number one, even though we're passing in those beginning, that's not always true. Not always true. There are times when yesh onus begin. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, even if we pass an ain onus begin, that's going to also split into two. Because sometimes why are we passing ain onus begin? Why are we saying ain onus begin? Why does he have no tainus onus? Either one category is going to be because Chazal made a gzeira to save the tznus and brutzos. That's one category of anos begin. And the other category of anos begin, which is still chai v'kayim, is what? Is not that he should have included in his tanai that scenario. And the fact that he didn't, he cannot make that claim of onus anymore in that scenario. You hear the difference? Okay. That's what we call an ikarad. I would call an ikarad din.
Shriach case.
Yeah. No. There's two different cases. I'm just saying there's two. Within the category of ain onus begin, it's really two cases. One is a din in what? Takana derabbanan. And one is a rule in himself. If you didn't include that in the Tanai, you blew it. No, for sure not in the first one. Why not in the first one? First one, for sure you can't do it because he says it doesn't include Swiss and Cruises.
The last two of them.
One of them, yes, one of them, no. That's what comes out. So we always say we have three cases. We're always going to be operating with everything at the same time, but this is how it's going to fall out.
But you're saying these two, it's where it's.
Let's go through the cases. Really, there is going to be a Takana Derabbanan. What is the Takana Derabbanan? We'll do it backwards. What does the Takana Derabbanan tell me? It says, Takana Derabbanan tells me, really, he should have a kind of onus. He should, logically. We'll call it logic instead of incorrect. Logically, he should have a kind of onus. But, again, what's going to happen? Chazal override that. They say, no good. Yeah? Now, that's going to be the middle case. That's going to be the shchiach below shchiach case. He should have a tiny bonus. Why should he have a tiny bonus? Because it's not so common that he should have thought about it. It's not so common that he should have thought about it.
He should have a
tiny bonus. But Chazal take it away anyway. Now, why did you need Chazal to take it away? Why does he have a tiny bonus? Why should he have a tiny bonus?
This is the depot, right?
Why? Because the chor, like you guys are saying, there should logically be a claim of bonus in Kol Tarkula. So if that's true, why did he lose? How can he lose that logical claim without Chazal?
Can he get inclusion in the original plan?
How can you lose that? No, that's other. What would be a case where he cannot make the onus claim, but it's a logical din? It's not a takonis Chazal taking it away from him. Lo shkeach klal. Why lo shkeach? What happens there? Is that lo shkeach klal?
It's just partial.
What happens by lo shkeach klal? He's going to tie in a onus, which is legitimate because it was wild. Some wild case happened. Why did Chazal not take it away from him? That just explained because the tzuos and prutzos would be applicable here. These women would never think of that case.
Why would it be?
That's enticing. Yeah? So what remains is something very interesting. And again, this goes back to my first point, which I'm still a little confused, which is, at the end of the day, if someone asks you, we pass an inos begin, right? Not really. Because what remains still in play? Bahalach Lemaisa. What remains in play? The guy fundamentally has a time of onus by Yidden. And that plays itself out one practically and one theoretically. What do I mean? What Morty said, which is, if it's a super wild onus, what's going to be the din? He can make the claim. That's A. B, even in a middle case, Rabbi said, even in a middle case where we say ain't onus, but why do we say ain't onus? Why? So the proof is between one. What are we really saying? Logic dictates, Svara dictates, he should have it, but we just have to save all the mamzerim and their tenor, etc. So we took it away from him. And only in the final case, where what? Where he really should have thought of this, there we logically say, ain't notice. So it comes out, and this is, we pass this way, if you look on the sheet, you'll see, although take a look, you can look. Shulchan Aruch doesn't 100% with Taisus. Take a look, but there are three categories in the Chora. So even though we walk away from Taisus saying ain ones, from a logical perspective, two out of three really are saying ain ones Yeshua is beginning, and even the third, why are we saying ain ones beginning? Because really it was his fault. He shot himself in the foot. He should have figured it out. Which means fundamentally, this goes back, I think, to what you guys said before. Kind of maybe it works. What is the basic din in Kol Torah Kula? Is there a claim of onus to be had? Yeah, of course there is, because there's onus in Kol Torah Kula, like we discussed about Rikos. There's a claim of onus by Kol Torah Kula. So in one category, practically it remains. In one category, the Rabbanim took it away. And in the third category, who took it away? You did, because you blew it.
So if you put it tonight, then there would be an onus. If you put this tonight, this common.
If he covers his bases and he covers his bases,
so all three cases could be.
And you can always do. If you have a good lawyer, you don't have to worry about anything. They put in all the clauses that you need. That's the lawyer. Have a good lawyer. Yeah, you have it all. I'm going over here. So just let's not get blinded by the words "ain't onus." What does that really mean? Think about that.